Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. So for everybody that might be unfamiliar with my voice, we do this radio show with a great friend of ours. His name is Jean-Luc. Jean-Luc originally comes from, guess where, France. So Jean-Luc is from France originally, but he came over here to the United States 20 plus years ago, probably close to 30 years ago. And as a result of that, I had nothing to do with that. But he came over here, and then he started building a home-based business, and he was referred by a good friend of ours, and he started working with Jean-Luc. He had a lot of questions, but it was unlike the questions that most of my customers ask me. Most of my customers ask me questions, and I don't know if there's much thought behind some of the questions, and this isn't being mean. It's just a lot of people ask a lot of questions that don't make any sense or whatever, have little value, but Jean-Luc asked some specific questions that had a lot of specific value, and he was following the conversation, so I kind of enjoyed it. And then we started working together. He bought some leads from us, and one thing led to another, and I said, you know, we can probably do a radio show about what you're working on, because it was really cool, and, you know, we'll see where it goes. So as we started doing these radio shows, I learned more about Jean-Luc, and he, besides having a cool accent, he lives his life by design. And I was fascinated with many things, including his philosophy on life in general, and said, you know, our Building Fortunes radio listening audience could really learn a lot from Jean-Luc. So we did years and years of radio shows together every Friday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. on the Pacific side. Jean-Luc's on the Pacific, I'm on the Eastern. And then I got a phone call from Jean-Luc. I can't do the radio show anymore. What? The pourquoi? I said, okay, so what's happening? So he told me that he was having a health scare, which was he was in need of a heart transplant. And, of course, I asked him to repeat himself because what the hell? How do you go from, like, really good health to needing a heart transplant? I knew he was losing some energy, wasn't feeling so good, but that's what happened. So it was November, I think, of 2019, just before all this stupid COVID stuff started happening. And then Jean-Luc took some time off, and I was not sure if I would ever hear from Jean-Luc again. So I was remorseful that, you know, that sucks. And anyway, so in January, I believe it was, he told me he got that heart transplant. And in February of 2020, we're out there doing Building Fortune radio shows all over again. So I don't know how many radio shows we've done. 388 maybe is my best guess, maybe. But it's close to 400. And the reality is that anytime I get a chance to do a radio show with my good friend Jean-Luc is a good time to do a radio show. Jean-Luc, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter. Tonight is our 387 radio show. 87.
Okay, there we go. Okay.
Next week,
cool.
88.
Wait.
387, yes. But you know about the question, even my mom and my dad said that to me even when I was a kid, I was questioning everything. And I think people need to question everything. You need to question life itself. You need to question everything. Even when mom and dad, you ask me to do something and say, why? Why do I need to do that? Why is that? And question, and I never stop to question all. And even myself, sometimes I question myself, many times I can say, why I'm doing this, why I want to have this, why I want to do this, and when I engage in something, like when we do business together, I need to know where I was going and why you do this way and not this way, and you explain to me and it makes sense, and after I say, oh, okay, I grab it, because I didn't do something I didn't grab, you see. If I know what I am doing and and why I'm doing it, and all the bolts and nuts of something. Okay, after I say, okay, I decide to do it or not, but at least I have the understanding of why I'm doing something, you see? But people didn't question, and they live their life like this without questioning. Why do they put a vaccine? Why do you need to have a vaccine? Why do you need to take some pills? Why do you need to live on medication? Why do you pay taxes? Why? question everything, and push everything, because many things is not normal.
Right.
Why are you not talking, Peter?
My daughter just sent me something that I can't figure out.
Ah,
so hold on one second.
You have a white too.
She said, hold on, Northern Lights viewing forecast. So I guess, oh. Do you know, this is totally separate. Do you know there's a solar storm that's happening right now over the last couple of days?
Yeah, I know. Solar storm is pretty big because it can reach a level we have not have any start tonight and Saturday and Sunday. I know that. I follow this guy on YouTube, I think, and also some friend of mine sent me this video, and he have a huge solar storm. But I'm pretty sure some people will say, yeah, it's Russia.
Yeah, it could be.
because they know nothing and they didn't question. And the solar storm is worse than anything we can have, because solar storm work like an EMP, and it can fry everything. The power grid, your cell phone, your TV, your car, your computer. Nothing electronics works anymore. Done.
Right.
Finish. And now is for that to have a PTO tractor with a PTO on the back and some diesel gasoline is maybe a solution.
Right. Well, I'm gonna do this while we're on the show. I'm gonna go outside for a second and see if I can see anything while we're talking. Go ahead. Continue your thoughts.
Yeah, I don't think you can see something, but let me know if you see something.
Well,
but tonight I want to talk about something happened in...
Hold on, because if you hear a splash, I got to keep the lights off. So if you hear a splash, that was me falling in the swimming pool. Which would really suck.
And maybe you will do under the solar flare and EMP, and maybe we cannot do the radio show anymore. Who knows?
I know. Well, we've done so many unique things.
On this radio show, we have so many stuff happening.
We have.
Radio show, the fire,
that's
the
wanna...
storm. The...
Yeah, it's the only reason why I want to go outside and see if I can see solar flares from Palm Coast. I don't think I can, but you know what? The weird thing is, it is a little bit on the. So my eyes suck, but I think it's kind of like a glowish, if you will. It looks weird.
Yeah.
It looks weird. It's like a orangish, if you will, glow, like a purplish orange. It's not natural, so it definitely looks weird.
Here we cannot see nothing. Where I am? I am on my boat.
No.
And, everything is covered. We see nothing.
Right.
But, you have an alert with a solar flare,
Right.
And
okay.
It can be at the high level. I think the level is 7 or something like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so continue. So I apologize for the interruption, but I think it was worth it.
No interruption is something is part of what we can talk, because it's something is happening. It starts now, Friday night to Sunday night. Some scientists who follow this very close say. Okay?
Right. Cool. Okay. So continue.
Yeah. We continue with Ukraine. Do you know what happened in Ukraine, Peter, recently?
No.
Okay. I was expecting an answer.
No,
but
I'm sorry.
But sometimes the answer traveled from Florida to California, you know? You have some time.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. Big news. Zelensky is not president anymore.
What?
Do you know that?
No.
Yes. Zelensky is not president anymore of Ukraine.
When did this happen?
Because his mandate and beginning of May.
Okay, I don't follow you.
He has not been reelected because he don't have election. But his mandate, you know, he has been elected even with the help of. You have a lot of noise on your side.
Oh, I'm going to mute myself out.
Okay. On Zelensky has been elected with the help of the U.S., but his mandate and beginning of May, and now he's not officially the elected president of Ukraine. He's a military dictator now. Okay, and what Russia have done, they put an arrest mandate on him. They put a warrant. Now, Zelensky is on I cannot say killing list, because he created the killing list in Ukraine, even with Kit. You remember we have done a radio show on it. And now he's himself on a warrant to be arrested because Russia put an arrest mandate as a criminal, a war criminal. Hello, Peter?
I'm outside taking pictures of fucking solar shit. So you told me I'm making too much noise. So don't ask me any questions. I'm going to drop my phone. I'm standing in the fucking dark.
Okay, you see the solar flare?
I had to let the dog, but that's solar flares. It's the solar lights. So the sky is like pinkish purple in the back. I'll send you a picture if you let me fucking take a picture.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I'm going to put myself on mute.
We can talk about this now because this is something happened just at the instant. Okay, Zelensky is not president, and he has been Russia put an arrest mandate on him as a war criminal. But he's a big news also for Ukraine and all the follow up with what the U.S. do with Ukraine, you know. But how is the solar flare, Peter?
So it's the solar lights. So what happens is the solar wind carries all the stuff over, and it electrifies kind of like the atmosphere, and it comes up with different lights. And you usually see like wonderful, spectacular things in like up in the northern areas. We never see anything like this in Florida, ever, ever, ever. But what it looks like is it's almost like someone painted the sky a slight purplish, pinkish. Oh, here you go. Like red wine.
Okay, Bordeaux.
Yeah, it looks like a little bit of red wine. But it's like a little bit of a purplish blend. So it's almost like somebody, but it's all over the whole backyard. It's not light enough to see any, like you don't see any flares or anything else like that or any kind of motion. It's just kind of like a purple haze. This would be the way I would probably say it. And we've never had anything like this before in Florida, because I don't think this has ever happened before with a solar flare. And for those people that want to hear more about this, if you go to YouTube, there's a guy named Ben Davidson, who is Suspicious Observers, is the guy that talks a lot about this. And I've been following him since forever. But a gentleman named Brett Weinstein, who runs a podcast called the Dark Horse. So if you go to YouTube and then you go to Dark Horse Podcast, you'll be able to see Brent Weidenstein interviewing Ben Davidson about this specific phenomenon. But it looks, if you didn't know what you were looking at, you wouldn't know what you're looking at because it's not that distinct. But it's definitely something. You can definitely see like
a
purple shape.
Dark Horse, what did you say? Can you repeat?
Dark Horse Podcast. So look for, so when you go to YouTube, go to Dark Horse Podcast, and you'll be able to see it right there.
Okay.
So, again, if you didn't know what you were looking for, you wouldn't see it. You would. It's not very noticeable, but there's a purplish little haze. And my daughter took a picture where she is. She's about, first of all, she's in a much darker area, so there's no, like, other lights. And the picture she took looks really nice. So I'll send it to you.
How do you call this? Bino glasses?
Do I have what?
I have the name in French. I didn't find it in English. Sorry.
What's the name
you
in French?
You go through and you check something far away and you go closer.
Oh, like a telescope.
Yeah, a telescope or the one we use on the marine.
Yeah, the monocle. Yeah, you got to shut the light off if you want to see it.
The one we have.
Got to shut those lights off. Hold on 1 second, Jean-Luc. Somebody turn the lights on.
Peter, someone who have two. How do you call that?
Binoculars.
Binoculars. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you have this and you can check, maybe you can see some movement because with your eyes, it's difficult to see some movement. But when you take some binoculars or marine or telescope or something as this, you maybe can see some movement.
You know, I'll try that, but I don't think I see anything like that.
Okay.
So I'm going to meet you out, Sean. Tell us. Yeah, so you won't see the solar flares. You'll see the haze. So I'll let you keep talking. All right, so I'm going to meet you out for a second.
Okay, we are talking about what happened in Ukraine. And at the White House, you have a Biden's memo. The memo says, stop to talk about Ukraine. And like some, like McAdam and some other, maybe the U.S. will drop Ukraine after they go to war against Russia. But something is happening in between Ukraine and the U.S. Okay, and now on other stuff, we have the BRICS nation. Meaning Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, and many other countries, because I think now we have around 30 or 40 countries who want to be part of the BRICS nation. And they start to use their currency, and they drop the dollar using their own currency, It's not something new, but they go more and more and more on this. And we have this guy named Jared Bernstein. Peter, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but do you know Jared Bernstein?
No, I don't.
Okay. He's not a guy who's very well known, but Jared Bernstein is the chair of the Council of Economics Advisor of Joe Biden. And he have a video, and I invite everyone to check this video about him, Jared Bernstein. Okay, and the guy, the interviewer asked a question, he's a girl, and he said, the girl asked, why do we print the money, and why, as the U.S., we need to borrow the money we print herself? Because this is a great question, you know, put question in life. And why the U.S. borrow money, they are printing, because it's the way it works. And you see this guy, who is the chair of the Council of Economic Advisors, completely confused, cannot answer, didn't know, the only thing he recognized, he said, yes, the U.S. government print money, but he didn't know exactly why the U.S. government print money, he made bonds, and what they borrow the money. And at one point, he's so confused, and he recognized, he said, I am not the one who can answer this question. And I find this on a Macadam website, by the way. And he looked like Macadam say, he looked like a scene on the Adiocracy film, if people have not seen this toon movie. Watch it, because Idiocracy is very where we are going now. And to answer this question, because me, which I am not an American, I am French, like Peter said at the beginning, I can answer this question pretty simple. First, it's not the government who prints the money. It's the Federal Reserve Bank. Federal is not, reserve is not, and is a private bank. We have been created in 1930, and Jekyll Island, and you have a good book by Edward Griffith, who wrote The Creature of Jekyll Island. And if you want more information about the Federal Reserve Bank, buy this book, take it, find it, buy this book and read it, The Creature of Jekyll Island. The Fed prints the money as a private bank. This bank has been created, like I said, 1913, by different bankers, like Rothschild, Rockefeller, Morgan, all of these, directly or indirectly. And what do? They print the money and lend the money to the government, to the U.S. government. And when you lend money, like the bank lend you money to buy a car, house, or whatever you want to buy, now you buy, they lend you money to buy food, which is worse. But when they lend you money, they ask you to repay the money they lend you and to repay with interest. And if you look at now the interest, someone called me this morning to ask me if I want a credit card, and I said no, but the interest was between 17% to 26%. This is a shame. And to secure this loan, the Fed due to the U.S. government, they ask bonds. And the government emits bonds, and they engage to repay with interest. And the Fed, when they need money, they sell this bond to other countries, like China before, Japan, and many other countries, because what the U.S. is good at is to create debt, and to go to war, because they have a big war machine in this country and they need to use it. And it is what they do. And this guy, with the economic advisor of Joe Biden, was unable to answer this simple question. See? And these people advise financially the president of this country, which after print trillion and trillion dollars, didn't know exactly what he was doing. Pierre, do you have a question on this?
No, I'm not surprised.
Okay. Is still the solar flare coming to you? Maybe Florida disappeared?
I heard what you said. I'm not surprised that somebody in the politician administration has no friggin' idea of anything.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, have you seen the movie Idiocracy? Idiocracy?
I think so.
He's a movie when stupidity is at the top.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think I did. I think I did, but I don't remember the movie.
Okay, the solar flare is not to confuse with Russia, okay? Now Russia
right.
And anti-satellite NOC. Or NOC, you say NOC or NOC?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a nuclear EMP.
Okay.
EMP means electromagnetic pulse, meaning if you put an EMP somewhere, it can be in a country, it can be of the world or whatever, depending where you put this NOC, and everything is fried. Everything electronic fries, but it can be by the sun or it can be by also something like this, like a nuclear EMP.
Mm-hmm.
Some say also that Israel had put an EMP weapon on a F-35. But this is rumor for the moment. We don't know exactly if it really exists. And part of the rumor, some guy like Pete Escobar, he said maybe this F-35 has been destroyed by Russia. But for the moment, nothing is confirmed. But EMP weapon is something that exists for a long time. It has not been used yet, but this is something that exists. You know what happened in Israel? You have a red on a L, how we pronounce that? El Jazeera. You know El Jazeera?
Yeah, it's the Muslim paper or the Muslim TV
yes.
show.
Exactly, and it's funded by the government of the Qatar. And this office has been raided by the police, Israeli police, because they were saying something Netanyahu didn't like. And what do they do? They seize all the computer, all the documentation, and close the office and put this, arrest these people, and arrest some people and put everyone on the street.
Yep.
And since the start of the war, there have been 140 Palestinian journalists who have been murdered by Israel.
Right.
And they do this in purpose for these people not to be able to speak. Yeah, to you, Peter.
Right. So a lot of people don't know this stuff. So there's a news publication and a media publication called Al Jazeera. So if you go to Google and you go look for it, or you go do your Alexa device and you say play Al Jazeera news, she'll be able to play Al Jazeera news. So just like RT is Russian TV, what Israel did basically is took the Al Jazeerian news station
mm-hmm.
and they basically close it down, like you just said. I'm just kind of repeating the stuff that you just said.
Yeah.
And
but
they close it down.
Found by the Qatar.
It was what?
It's funded by the government
oh, okay.
of Qatar.
Oh, okay. So I wasn't sure where it was from. But it's basically a Muslim station. But they give you the news
yeah.
from that perspective. And they were reporting on the horrific things that were happening in Gaza and in Jerusalem. But so Jerusalem did what Jerusalem probably would do in a wartime, which is shut them off. I don't want to hear this. Shut them off. So they did the right thing as far as war is concerned. But the problem is there's a lot of things that are happening. Now, this gives us a little bit of a transition to what I started talking about before we went live. Sheryl Sandberg was the CEO of Facebook. And Sheryl Sandberg just made a movie called Screams Before Silence. So she is Jewish, I think. Sandberg is probably Jewish. So
yeah.
she flew to Israel to basically like a news reporter herself interview people that were part of October 7th. And she put it up in a YouTube movie, or she put it up in a movie, and she plays it on YouTube for free. And it is very interesting. So you can see all the different dynamics and stuff that's going on, because Israel feels justified in what they're doing to Gaza. Al Jazeera feels justified in what they're reporting of what Israel's doing to Gaza, and it's a big friggin' mess. And we're funding portions of it. So we're sending peace bombs. We're sending bombs for peace.
Yeah.
Makes no fucking sense.
To Israel to bomb the Gaza hospital and kill these people who was bringing food and helping other people when they are injured at the hospital. Yeah. The hospital in Gaza have been bombed as a U.S. bomb, basically.
Yeah.
So when you say scream, it's like a scream.
Yep. Like a woman. So specifically, the title was because one of the witnesses was trapped in a trailer, and she could hear the screams of the Israeli women who were being tortured and raped and screaming before they were killed. So she would hear a woman saying, stop, don't do that, stop, stop, and all these horrific screams, and then there would be silence. So the movie is titled Screams Before
Silence.
Can
you say it here?
S-C-R-E-A-M-S.
Okay.
I'll send you the link.
Before,
but for those
before
silence, S-I-L-E-N-C-E.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll send you the link. And it's difficult to watch. I'll share with you for those people listening in.
Mm-hmm.
It is not an easy watch. So it's not easy to watch because it's so horrific. But I think it's necessary for people to watch.
War is always horrific. You know, like I explained on one radio show when I was a kid, and we were watching what happened in France, especially in France during World War II, by the Nazis people torturing the resistant, especially the resistant, because a soldier is a soldier, you know. But the resistant
mm-hmm.
was not, and they was torturing these people to death, and this is very, very horrible what they have done. And I talk on this radio show. In the south of France, they arrive and they burn the whole village with a flamethrower. Flamethrower, you call this?
Yeah, flamethrower.
Yeah, and they
yep.
burn all the people alive and all the village, kids, woman, man, older, young, everyone. And the village been rebuilt. Outside, and they never touch this part of the village because they say you need to stay like this to people to remember horrible stuff.
Yeah, it's evil beyond measure. The idea that they would do this, if they did it to somebody that was, even if they did it to somebody that was in the opposing war, it would be horrible. They did it to innocent people. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
So, and it really...
You remember, Peter, do you remember what we talked the 12th of last month of April when I explained to you the body die and the spirit come back with another body, and you have this crazy spirit, this degraded spirit who have been here torturing people during World War II, and this degraded spirit come back, like the good and the bad and the ugly come back, okay? And when they come back, they take another body and they continue to do the bad stuff they were doing before. They continue.
I hear what you're saying.
On the spiritual side.
Unfortunately, the physical body went through torture. So I understand maybe the spiritual side, maybe, but it's very difficult to see how they got there. So if you see the movie, you'll know.
I don't talk about the people who have been tortured. I talk the people who torture the other one, the degraded spirit. The degraded spirit during World War II or even before, because they are here for a long time, and
right,
like
no
us, as a spirit. But you, me, and many other are a good spirit and doing some good stuff around, but some people, some spirits are very degraded. And what do? They torture and kill other people. And when they do this and they lose their own body one way or another, take another one, they come back and they continue to torture, to kill people. It's for that we saw the same thing now that we was happened during 1940, 41, 43, or during 1914 to 1918, or other war around the world.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't think or talk about it as calmly as you are describing it. So in a logical, intellectual sense, I can listen to your words. In a personal sense, I can't go there. Like, there's nothing, the level of resentment and the level of violence and the level of everything is beyond words. So
Peter, I didn't mean I agree with that. I completely
You're explaining it.
The mechanism.
You're explaining it. I get it. That's why I said I understand the explanation.
The problem
with the explanation is it's too kind. Like, I get it. Like, I understand the explanation. I can
say something else. You know, let's say we take all these people who are bad for the whole planet. Okay, you take all these people, all these degraded spirit with their body. You kill all of them. Okay, you maybe will have peace for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. But these degraded spirits come back. Like we come back with another body, they take another body and they will continue what they are doing.
No, I know. I know.
This is a main problem.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I don't know how to process what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because
I understand that.
You want to say, how do we stop this from happening again? Like, this should never have happened, and the idea that it would happen again as these people recycle their miserable fucking lives through the cycle all over again and do this again, it would be what can happen so this never happens again?
If you look this last 2,000 years, and you will see it happen again and again and again.
No, I know.
And this is the most difficult part. And myself, I don't have really a solution for that. I know maybe part of the solution. I cannot speak to tonight about it, but I don't have a real solution. Otherwise, I will give the solution and I say, okay, get rid. But the fact is, most of these people, this degraded spirit, lack the power because it's a way they can harm more people. And you find most of them, you find them grabbing power on a government, on a society, on a company and all of this, and the purpose is to destroy. Remember, destroyer, maintainer, and build.
I get it.
Yeah. If we don't have these people, this world will be very nice.
I know. Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm sending you the links through to your text, so you'll see.
Thank you, Peter.
You're welcome. So.
Big
we learned a lot. Yeah. Well, we learned a lot today. We learned the solar flare, the sun is going to do what the sun does. And sometimes when it happens, it's pretty miraculous. And you take a look at the marvels of the natural world and then you take a look at the horrific things that human beings can do to each other, and you just wonder, what the fuck is wrong? What the fuck is wrong? How can this be?
And you learn also that Zelensky is not president, official president of Ukraine.
Right. And I didn't, like, where was that post? Like, is that anywhere in a headline in mainstream news or no?
No. Wait. No, you talk about the fake news?
Yeah.
Hey,
crazy.
Fake news.
The fucked up world. And then we're sending ammunition and bombs to both places, Israel and Ukraine.
91
billion
Ukraine.
Yep.
Just to Ukraine, 61 billion. 26 billion to Israel. But recently, I think Joe Biden put a halt to sending ammunition. So that Netanyahu say, okay, if the U.S. didn't go with us, we'll go by ourselves.
Right. There's got to be a better way, Jean-Luc, but I don't see it ending any way soon or any way positively.
The better way is to have some politicians who have been trained to manage a country and to do the better goods for the better number of people.
Yeah,
this is one of the better ways we need to go through, because these people are not trained, they have no training, the better good is for themselves and not for other people, and most of these people are going here to have power, and they don't care, left or right, Democrat or Republican, many of them are the same.
Yep.
Have you seen what Johnson do, the Speaker of the House? He agreed to put billions of dollars for Ukraine, Israel, Hamas, and nothing for the country.
Politicians, We can't speak about what we'd want to do because they'd come after us. So, having said that, I think we should probably stop because I'm going to get myself in trouble.
I agree, Peter. I wish you a good continuation.
I'm going to go look for
with your solar flare.
Yes, I'm going to look for my solar lights or my solar wind.
Send me pictures.
Yep, I sent you one. I sent you a picture of my daughter sent me, and then I also sent you pictures of. I'm sorry, I sent you the links to Screams Before Silence.
Yeah.
And for those people that like the All In podcast. Last week, they interviewed Sheryl Sandberg, and there's a connection between Sheryl Sandberg and some of the hosts there, so you might want to watch both. But it was really fitting and very interesting, especially when we're talking about the stupid Ivy League college kids that are protesting the way they are, in the fashion that they are. Protesting is one thing, but the way they're doing it is retarded, and these people are going to be our future leaders. So just like... it's ridiculous. So anyway, so having said that, I'm going to go outside.
Talk about the degradation of the society, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, the idea that people like this could be so stupid. But there we go. So having said that, we can choose how we want to live our lives and not have anything to do with their philosophy. So we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. And for those people who celebrate Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day. So Jean-Luc, thanks for being here as usual. Bonsoir.
Thank you. Bonsoir, Peter. A bientôt.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.